Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The search for a new chief for the Eureka Police Department, which a week ago looked like a lock, will take a step back now that City Manager David Tyson's top candidate has removed himself from consideration.
Yeah, we had gone through our selection process and had narrowed the list to actually three candidates, and then from there even further to a single candidate that I was very interested in, thought was very capable of the job, and here just this past week he withdrew from the process.
Captain Merle Harpum has served as the interim chief since Gar Nielsen was fired last year, and Tyson has made it a point to keep the city council abridged of the situation.
I will be going to council and then at the next city council meeting to talk to them about the process, where we're at in that process, and certainly get their input into where they would like me to go from here.
Tyson, who steps down at the end of the year, thinks that's the best route.
Normally, the city manager would probably not seek the council's advice at this point in the process. They get to be the final approval body in this. But since I'm leaving in December they're going to be hiring a new city manager, I really want the council to weigh in on this decision and give me direction on how they would like me to proceed with the hiring of their next police chief.
As to what happens now in the hiring and recruitment of a new chief, Tyson said,
We'll certainly keep the other candidates in the mix, but I will be recommending to the council that we go back out and seek additional applicants for the position of police chief in Eureka.
Sheriff's deputies were called out to a residence on Freshwater Road in Eureka last night on a report of a fight. When deputies arrived on scene, the fight had ended, and they contacted a 20-year-old male who had suffered a deep knife wound to his left side. Deputies learned that the stabbing victim and the homeowner, 54-year-old Stephen Tremley, had been involved in a fight, and the stabbing victim's girlfriend, who was also the adult daughter of Tremblay, had witnessed the incident. Tremblay was arrested and booked into county jail on an assault with a deadly weapons charge after deputies interviewed those involved. The victim was taken for treatment and remains in the hospital. The Board of Supervisors will discuss changes to the county's emergency ordinance, an ordinance drafted to address complaints surrounding ongoing protests outside of the courthouse. The emergency ordinance strictly curbed the hours protesters could gather, the equipment and the signs they could erect, and where they could stand during those protests. The Chief Administrator's Office has put together a staff report with several recommendations to amend the ordinance, including modifying language in the original, deleting the section limiting the hours of protest, and changing the penalty for defying the ordinance unless it's repeatedly violated. The full report is available on the county website, and the item will become before the board at its Tuesday meeting. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Jimmy Smith, a term we will no longer use after today. He served his final day as a member of the Board of Supervisors. Smith, who was stepping down early due to health issues, commented on the public show of support and well-wishing that took place at his final meeting on July 24th.
It was a surprise. I did catch wind of a couple of the people that were going to show, but I had specifically said to our staff, please don't let anything happen. I would like to just work with you guys right up till the last day and make mention of the people that I've worked with all these years. But I do not want any event. I don't want anything fancy. And, well, they nodded like they were agreeing. And then, you know, what happened was a very, very humbling experience.
As per Jimmy Smith's style, when asked about the work that had been accomplished during his tenure, he pointed the spotlight at others.
To have people come from all over the northern part of the state that we had these incredible relationships for, that we have talked about on this show a lot of times, creating these teams and people who had an immense amount of confidence in each one of the members of those teams to do their part of it and make it all come together.
You can hear the full interview with Jimmy on next Wednesday's Talk Shop. And with Smith's resignation, Supervisor-elect Rex Bone will serve out the remainder of his term. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.